After we ate, we looked in the water, hoping to see gold coins and parts of the sunken ship, but we never did. In fact, there seemed to be nothing unusual out at Rocky Point, nothing to help us answer last night's sunset questions. We spent a very pleasant afternoon at the point, even though the mystery was still on our minds. But when we were walking to our bikes to start our ride back to the inn, Gregory said, "I don't believe it! There's Salty's chair!" The chair was exactly like the one that Salty had been using when we met him. Not only that, next to the chair was an old-fashioned metal box, just like the one he had had. "There's his fishing tackle box, too," Dad said. "But where is Salty? He has to be here," I said. "Well," Dad said, "everything about Salty and Sunset Cove is unreasonable and mysterious. I can't wait to tell the Bridgewater professors about our adventure. They'll be expecting discussions about a factual shipwreck, but I've got a mystery to share with them instead." "But Salty's stories aren't true, are they?" I protested. Then the winds of the cove began to blow, very gently, just like a whisper. And I'm sure the winds whispered, "Yes, yes, yes." Chapter 5. Overnight Mail. That afternoon, Dad paid a visit to the Seafarers Institute to inquire about Salty. It was Saturday, and only Dr. Murchison was there. Since the doctor had come to Sunset Cove just last February, he had never even heard of Salty. Meanwhile, Gregory and I were at the inn, sprawled out on our beds. We'd had little sleep the night before, and the bike ride had worn us out. Just before supper, it started to rain, and then the fog rolled in. We were really disappointed, because we wanted to watch the sunset again. But the fog made it look like someone had hung a shower curtain in front of the sunset. On Sunday morning, Mrs. Anderson said, "I hope you've enjoyed your stay, children. I never had children of my own, I'm sad to say, and so I love to have children as visitors. I hope you'll come back soon." I wanted to ask her a zillion questions about Salty, but I felt shy. After breakfast, we left for home, ending our encounter with the mysterious Sunset Cove. At least, that's what we thought.